with me to talk more about the importance of seaweed is Emeritus, is that your name? Professor John Bolton. He is a leading expert on the biology and phylogeography of seaweeds. South African Health Forest and Integrated Seaweed Marine Animal Aquaculture. We'll be talking about how seaweed is rich in nutrition and could be the key to food security. Welcome to RX Radio.
Thanks very much, Zara. It's great to be here.
Tell us more about yourself.
I've taught for a long time at UCT, University of Cape Town, but I came originally a long time ago from England, but I've spent most of my life in South Africa.
What is an associate professor and what is emeritus?
Associate professor, it's a bit like at a university. It's like any other sort of company or like a school. You know, you have teachers and then they stay there a while and they get promoted to being head of English or maths or something and then deputy principal. So at a university you have lecturers and senior lecturers and associate professors and professors. So it's sort of a title that goes with being promoted at a university. Whereas emeritus means I retired from teaching at the end of last year. And it's a sort of a title they give you when you're not teaching anymore. It means retired, really.
What about the marine life caught your attention?
I've been a marine biologist for 45 years or something. And I remember the first time I ever went at university on a trip to the seaside, and we were looking at the seashore when the tide goes out, and I felt like I was in a completely different world with different plants and different animals, and I've been working with that world ever since because it's so different, and I got my imagination carried away with it.
I know that is weird, but when I was small I used to think that seaweed is little small snakes. What is seaweed?
Seaweeds are They're plants in the sea, so we're used to plants on land that we eat, things like mealies and rice and potatoes and all the other things. So they're plants in the sea that need light to grow and grow in a similar way. So but they're very different. They're completely different from land plants.
I read that you did research on seaweed. What did you find out about it?
Well, I do lots of different things, but first of all, how many there are. We have about 900 different types of seaweed in South Africa. And often people come up to me on the seashore and they say, what are you doing? And I say, I'm collecting seaweed for research. And they say, to find out how many there are. And I say, yes, is there more than one? They always say. So people tend to know very little about them. That's interesting, I think.
Where does one get seaweed?
They grow in the sea, but they're being plants, they need light. So I don't know if you've swum in a pool or a river or something. The deeper you go, the darker it gets. Water takes up light. So they can only grow to a certain depth before there's no light. And also they need something solid to attach to. So places where there's rock in shallow seawater, everywhere all around the world, you will get seaweeds. Yeah.
Please explain food security and how will seaweed affect this?
Yeah, food security, obviously, if we're all going to eat, there has to be enough food for everybody. And the population of the world's going up and up and up. And obviously, people have too little food because they're poor or because moving the food around is difficult. But also, is there enough food in the first place for everybody? So what we've got to do is to look for all different places where we can find enough food for everybody. And more than 70% of the surface of the earth is sea. So just about all our food at the moment comes from the land. And of course, with more people on the land, there's only so much space. So the idea is that where can we grow more food? So, and if we're going to do it in the sea, what can we grow?
Fishes.
Fish. Well, can I? Yeah, fishes. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I think your comment about fishes is interesting because people think food from the sea in South Africa and in the West, in Europe and in North in America, think that food from the sea is fish. Whereas in Asia, if you go to China or Japan or all these places, they eat seaweed and they're growing more and more seaweed. It's like, if you've ever been in a, if you think you haven't eaten seaweed, let me tell you two things. If you've been in a sushi bar, the black stuff around the rice is seaweed. So everybody who eats sushi eats seaweed. But also, if you eat ice cream or yogurt or you feed your dog that dog food with jelly in the tin, the jelly and the stickiness of soft serve ice cream is comes from seaweed. It's jelly that's extracted from seaweeds. So if you think you, if you've fed your dog this morning and you've cleaned your teeth with jelly toothpaste and you've had yogurt for breakfast, you've used seaweeds three times. So Zara's looking very shocked here.
Thank you for the interview. It was very interesting and informing. I enjoyed interviewing you.
No, I really enjoyed it. Thanks very much, Zara.